This goes to Dr. Paul Antal, A-N like November, T-A-L. Fax 231-723-1048. Regarding Lemuel, it's L-E-M like Mary, U-E-L. Granada, G-R-A-N like November, A-D-A. Date of birth 8/13 of 1955. Dear Dr. Antal, this is a consultation for Mr. Granada, who was sent for evaluation of increased creatinine in September of 2024 after normal creatinine levels previous to that lab test. He's having no symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease, but he does have some symptoms of a possibly enlarging prostate, including nocturia about every 2 hours per night, sometimes a difficulty emptying his bladder completely, where he does have to sit and continue to try to empty the bladder, and the stream is not as strong as it used to be. No blood or cloudiness is visualized, no pain with urination, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have a history of asthma, but none of the symptoms are currently active. No fatigue, dizziness, no headaches, no history of head injury, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, no neuropathic pain in the extremities, no circulation problems. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years. Type 2 diabetes that was poorly controlled until he started Jardiance and Mounjaro. And he has had a 40-pound weight loss over the last 6 months. Asthma, anemia, iron deficiency type, hyperlipidemia, and he's had kidney stones in 1990s that passed spontaneously, and he's not aware of what type of stone they were. Past surgical history, he had a normal colonoscopy once. Social history, he is a non-smoker. He does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he's a pastor. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, stroke, asthma, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Darvon, D-A-R-V-O-N, morphine, Celebrex, and Lipitor. Medications, he's on albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed, Singulair 10 milligram daily, Omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Diazide 25 daily, Aspirin 81 milligram daily, Breo Ellipta 200/25, 1 inhalation daily, Pravacol 20 milligram daily, Metformin is 750 milligram twice a day, Iron 325 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, multivitamins, vitamin B1, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, and Mounjaro 2.5 milligram once a week. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 176 pounds, pulse 77, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruises, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses, extremities, no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, beetle pulses 2 plus and equal bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 31st, 2024. Creatinine was 1.56 with estimated GFR of 48. September 24th, creatinine was 1.7 with estimated GFR 43. A year prior to that, August 4th, 2023, creatinine was 0.99 with estimated GFR greater than 60. And back to 10/31/24, electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.2, albumin is 4.4, phosphorus 3.9. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio unmeasurable due to lack of protein in the urine. Intact parathyroid hormone 33.9. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein, positive for glucose secondary to Jardiance. And hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease that occurred rather abruptly in September of 2024. Suspected etiology, it's possible that that may be related to prostate enlargement and obstruction problems from increased post-void residual. So we are going to schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA. He also should have lab studies done every 3 months, and a lab order was provided for him to do so. We may need to adjust blood pressure medications if blood pressure remains low. The goal would be 130 over 80, but not less than 110 over 60. And if anything would need to be changed, probably losartan would be decreased first out of all the medicines he's taking currently. And he will continue to follow his low-salt diabetic diet. He'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.